You know something, I've heard many cases of what happened to your grandfather. Yeah, once the air gets in there, and the blood moves, the contaminated blood with the cancer cells moves around because they get you opened up, it infects, and that's what happens. I've heard about that from many people. Apparently they've taken steps since that time to contain that from happening again. But that's quite a lengthy career that you and I are talking about the optometry there. Isn't that something? That's, gosh. What else am I going to mention here that you touched upon? I think that was your grandfather. Was that the ham operator grandfather you're mentioning there? Something else I'm going to mention about the Jacksons there. Yeah, so south on Broadway, on the west side of Broadway, on the past Fifth Avenue. I don't recall the, across the street was like the theater. Was that the Palace, I think it was? Or the State Theater or Palace? I don't know. We had like State, Palace, and Tivoli here in Gary. There might have been another one I'm not sure of. What else was I going to mention here? Fiddlesticks. Well, anyway, yeah, that's the sad thing that back in the era time, when they open you up, that stuff spreads. The infected blood spreads, and they didn't know. They meant well. The surgeons meant well, I'm sure, to save your life, but the contamination spread out, and it affected everything else, and yeah, that's a sad thing. But it's interesting that you have a lineage there at the Jacksons. How about that? How about that? I went there in 1977 to get my eyes, to get my glasses. How about that? Geez, you were still in high school, wasn't you, back then? I know you were in diapers. That's a long time back. I think you were in high school, wasn't you?